Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Negotiators at the UN climate talks in Madrid are attempting to reach a final deal at a summit that's been in deadlock and has overrun. The discussions have stalled over demands from the EU and small island states that all nations put new climate plans in place by the end of 2020. One contentious issue is compensation for developing countries affected by climate change. The negotiator for the Pacific island of Tuvalu, Ian Fry, accused the United States of blocking such arrangements.
There are millions of people all around the world who are already suffering from the impacts of climate change. Denying this fact could be interpreted by some to be a crime against humanity.
Critics say world leaders are failing to wake up to the urgent need for action. The Palestinian group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, has condemned Israel's decision to prevent Christians living in the territory from travelling to Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. There are about 1,000, mostly Greek Orthodox Christians, living in the Strip. Israel has cited security concerns for its decision. Hamas has urged the international community to put pressure on the Israeli government to reverse its decision to allow Christians to travel to the birthplace of Jesus. An Israeli rights group has called the move a deepening of Israel's separation policy. Nearly everyone in the Pacific nation of Samoa has now been vaccinated against measles following a deadly outbreak of the disease, Michael Bristow reports.
A total of 93% of the population has been inoculated in a nationwide vaccination program, up from just 30% in October. But the vaccine takes 10 to 14 days to take effect, so it's not yet clear if the epidemic has peaked. 72 people have died of measles in Samoa in recent weeks, most of them young children. A state of emergency declared following the outbreak, which limits travel and gatherings, has now been extended until nearly the end of the year.
Michael Bristow reporting. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.8 has struck the island of Mindanao in the southern Philippines. Howard Johnson has this report from Manila.
The epicenter, Padada, close to General Santos City in the southern island, close also to Davao City, President Rodrigo Duterte's stronghold. We've heard that there are now more than 90 aftershocks since it struck around 2 p.m. local time. There's been lots of images on social media of collapsed buildings, swimming pools moving with water back and forth. We've seen people running for cover, transformers exploding, and also people trapped under buildings.
Howard Johnson reporting. World News from the BBC.